The next cases on the clerk's docket are consolidated cases, Sun City Summerlin Community Association, Richard Post and Saco Post versus Clark County, Nevada, et al., case number 75914, and Sun City Summerlin Community Association, Richard Post and Saco Post, versus Clark County, et al., case number 76791. Ready to proceed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Souza.
May it please the court, my name is Jim Souza, and I'm representing Sun City Summerlin and Mr. and Mrs. Post. I'd like to reserve 5 minutes for rebuttal. I want to take you back to a very important date. It's March of 2010. At that time, I appealed on behalf of Summerlin and the Post the Clark County Board of Equalization's decision, which had upheld the assessor's value of 5 parcels of real property. The State Board of Nevada, as required under its own administrative code as well as Nevada Chapter 233B, created 2 contested cases, 10-377 and 10-379, one for the Posts and one for Summerlin. At that point in time, and for all time thereafter, there were 2 parties of record to each one of the cases, the property owners and the Clark County Assessor. Now, whether those cases lasted 9 days or 9 years, there were still only going to be 2 parties of record each one of those administrative cases. In 2011, same thing happened. Appealed the county board decision, state board, gave 2 case numbers, same thing in 12. So for 3 different tax years, we now have 6 different cases sitting at the State Board of Equalization involving essentially the basic question of what's the fair market value of 5 parcels of property located in West Las Vegas. Those cases went a long way up to this court twice and back down again to an administrative proceeding in December of 2017. At that proceeding, once again, I appeared on behalf of those property owners in those 6 cases. The county sent its representative as well. And at the time, we were ready to litigate those cases. The state board made the decision, though, that it was going to hear all the Hughes and Rhodes cases, because those were different groups of property owners, at the same time, before that could even happen. They read into the record that Hughes had withdrawn all of its appeals. Right at that moment, all the Hughes cases were dead. Hughes had appealed the value of the assessor to the state board. It had held those appeals waiting. And when Hughes decided to withdraw, those cases were dead. So we had a hearing. I presented our information. And we think there were a number of deficiencies that were in the state board proceeding, which you may be interested in or you may not. But we're here today on a procedural question. The procedural question is what happened after that. So after that, the board ruled against us and affirmed the county board values again. So as the agreed party, I brought a petition for judicial review, and when I did, I specifically asked that Judge Bell, who had handled the case earlier, to bring that petition into her courtroom, because despite ruling against me in 2014, I thought she was a very capable judge, and I wanted her to hear this case again. So it was brought into her courtroom, and I named as the respondents in this case, in the district court, the county and the State Board of Equalization. The county, because it had been the other party in all our litigation prior to this, and the agency, which was required under 233B-130. The judge decided that there were other people that were involved in the administrative hearing, the Rhodes and the Hughes people, and because I had not named them, there was a defect in the petition for judicial review. And that is a flawed ruling. And the reason it's flawed is because the Rhodes and Hughes people were never in my 6 contested cases. They actually lost as well in the State Board of Equalization. They were not the prevailing party. And the Otto case that's been decided by this court, I think, gives a real clear direction on this. The reason why Washoe County lost in the Otto case was because they didn't name all the people that had prevailed in the State Board proceeding. They just simply said those folks up in, you know, Washoe County, instead of actually naming them, and that was a problem. They needed to actually name them because they had prevailed in the state board, and as prevailing parties, Washoe County sought to reverse that victory by them. Same that I did in Clark County. I sought to reverse the victory by the county assessor against my 2 clients, and so that's why I named the county as the only other party.
Did the Rhodes parties file a PJR?
They did not. So the Rhodes party simply correct. Justice Stiglitz?
Stiglitz.
I'm sorry, Stiglitz? I'm from Arizona. I apologize. The Rhodes people and his people never took any active participation in the litigation. Mm-hmm. I had Sun City. I got the ruling in 2010. They simply jumped on the coattails and said, if you're going to get $10,000 for each community center in a planned community, by God, we want it too. So they filed their appeals, did nothing from there, introduced no evidence, did nothing other than say, whatever SUSA gets, that we deserve as well, because Nevada's constitution has uniform and equal provision. So they didn't file any briefing in the state board, they didn't prosecute any of their district court cases before, they didn't participate in any of the appeals to this court previously. They just simply waited for me to do my thing, and if I prevailed, they were all going to be happy guys.
Mr. Souza, could you clarify something in the record before the state board? When you folks went back for your hearing in 17, I believe it was.
Yes, sir.
Did the state board enter any kind of order or in the proceeding itself consolidate the Summerlin cases with the Rhodes cases?
It did not. So there's a provision that allows in the NAC 361 governing the state board the ability to actually bring in new parties into contested cases. Mm-hmm. There's a whole process of making an application, showing you have an interest in the case, letting both parties who are already in the case object to that. That procedure was never followed. Instead, what the board did is under the same NAC 361, it has the ability to consolidate a hearing. So I had six cases there, and they said, we're going to consolidate those six, because it's the same lawyer arguing the same point involving the same property. And because these other people, Rose and Hughes, have sat back and said whatever he gets, we want. We're going to also, you know, basically put their cases in at the same time. No one is going to be here arguing anything on behalf of Rose or Hughes. But if SUSA wins, then we want to allow those people to get the same ruling.
So I'm looking at the decision. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Was there you can do that anytime you want.
No, I just wanted to know, was there something more you wanted to add regarding my question, my previous question?
So the answer is the state board never added as a party to any of my cases any other person, but the state board did call all 24, I believe, contested cases that were in the state board at the same time, saying let's have one hearing, and you can see.
So I'm looking at notice of decision, record sites 1274 through 1276, dated November 30, 2017. And the caption reads, in the matter of Richard and Misako Post, Sun City, Summerlin, et al., and then it's got all these case numbers, and I infer from, I just kind of assumed that that's what I'm asking clarification on. Are any of these case numbers, do any of these case numbers include the Rhodes parties?
Yes.
Okay.
So there are six of those case numbers that are mine, and the rest are the Rhodes and the Hughes people.
Okay. And then it goes on then to talk about the summary. And then it summarizes the introduction of properties by Jeff Payson, yourself, testimony from you, I guess, and testimony from Payson and Longston and Wiedner. If I pronounce that name correctly,
Wiedner.
And then it goes on to findings of fact. And then it goes on to conclusions of law. Nowhere in the findings of fact or conclusions of law do I see an order that consolidates the cases. It's just in the caption.
So I can tell you exactly how that happened.
Okay.
Before the hearing began, the Clark County Assessor through the District Attorney filed a brief on remand from the District Court back down to the State Board. And in that brief on remand, which is contained in the record, they listed all of the Sun City cases, all of the Hughes cases, and all the Rose cases. And they made the blanket argument that the board should now, based on what the courts have ruled, reinstate the county's value for the parcels. Mm-hmm. In response, I filed a response, and I used the same caption, but I made clear in my response, on behalf of only Sun City and this post in these six cases, here's the argument why that shouldn't happen. And on the day of hearing, I was the only one there. So in the decision, which I believe might be written by the Attorney General's office for the state board, they listed all of the 24 or so contested case numbers in the decision. And I think if you, there's a portion in the decision where it says, even before we began, the Hughes people withdrew their entire protest. Here's the irony. If I was supposed to have named the Hughes people as respondents in the district court, despite the fact that by withdrawing, their cases are dead, I would have brought them to life, because now we're back up in the district court and Hughes is a named party. That can't be how this works. So the statutory scheme doesn't support that. Statutory scheme, to me, is very clear. A party of record in an administrative proceeding has the right to appeal. Name as respondents the agency and all parties of record to the administrative proceeding. I had six administrative proceedings. I named the proper person, Clark County.
So let me just add one other portion of my question.
Okay.
I'm contrasting the pleading I just referenced with the notice of hearing on remand, also on State Board stationery, dated August 31st, 2017, record sites 1305 and 1306, in which it references or appears to reference only your clients. It does not reference, well, it does, I guess, references Rhodes, and it says consolidated with. Are you familiar with that pleading?
I'm sure that I am, but I don't know the consolidated with at the district court level or at the state board level.
Well, this is a state board pleading dated August 31st, 2017. And the caption shows Clark County versus the state board and your clients. Then the next portion of the caption shows Clark County versus state of Nevada and Rhodes, and then
okay.
And then also state of Nevada and Toll South and Howard Hughes properties.
Okay.
And it's showing that it's consolidated with. So were these cases consolidated in the district court?
No.
Okay.
No, my case is never been consolidated.
It's just that what's odd is that the caption, which is a notice of the hearing, because the pleading is noticing all of you for a hearing that's going to take place. Well, that's not even clear. It just says a brief statement. Oh, yes, it is. September 18th, 2017 at the Clark County Government Center at 8:30 a.m.
Justice Hardesty, how the state board decided to send out its notice is beyond my control.
Okay.
But what I do know is that my cases were contested cases. They had a prevailing party. They had a losing party.
And you don't know of any separate order from the state board pursuant to the regs consolidating your cases with Hughes and Rhodes?
No, because they would have to ask our consent to do that, and we would have said we object. We have nothing involved with Rhodes and Hughes. They have their own separate lawyers. That's not our game. So we went there to represent only Sun City, Summerlin, and the posts. We lost. Then we named the county as the opposing party.
In the interest of time, you're arguing that your case factually is outside of Otto because these other folks, Rhodes in particular, wasn't a respondent in your case.
I think it's factually outside of Otto, but Otto drills home the point. The people in Otto won. The county appealed to overturn that. Rhodes and Hughes lost.
Yeah.
Why would they be on the other side? Thank you.
Okay, I think I understand your argument. Counsel?
Good afternoon, Justices. Michelle Briggs on behalf of the State Board. With regard to your question, Justice Hardesty, on the consolidation, like Mr. Sousa explained, it was his clients who initiated these cases in front of the State Board years ago. When they got a favorable decision, the other parties decided to join in. In the district court, they stayed those cases pending the outcome of Sun City's case. Once that was decided by this court, affirming the district court's reversal and the county's granting the county's petition, those cases received the same result, and all of them were remanded to the state
court.
But
were they consolidated in the district court by an order that says these cases are consolidated?
They were not consolidated, all of them, at one time with the district court.
And was there any order entered by the State Board of Equalization consolidating all of these cases?
In terms of
the regs?
Pursuant to the regs, the board heard all the cases together, mentioned in the hearing that they were being heard together, discussed all of them being heard together. They were noticed as one hearing.
Is there any order?
Where they said the cases are consolidated, right. Other than discussing it in the meeting, no.
And was the consent of Post and Sunset sought to consolidate with Rhodes and Hughes?
It was discussed at the meeting. There was no objection made by Mr. Sousa. Uh-huh. He was the only one appearing on the phone. The State Board has the authority on its own to consolidate cases, hear cases together, put them on an agenda together, and issue a decision based on all the parties that were noticed to be there at that hearing.
Do you have a record site of the transcript where anybody used the word consolidation?
I have in my brief.
In the November hearing.
Right. I have in my brief reference to the discussion the State Board had of the cases that they were hearing together.
Yeah.
I agree with you that nobody said I make a motion to consolidate the cases. That did not happen. I understand what you're asking. But they did discuss that the cases were noticed together, they were being heard together, and they discussed whether or not notice was given to all the parties. There's an exhibit in the record that the State Board considered, that the county presented to the State Board as a list of all the parties and all the case numbers and all of the district court case numbers, because it was kind of convoluted with the number of cases that were involved and all the remands coming back together. So they issued the decision together because they all concern the same issues of law and fact. And that's why they heard the hearing together. The reason we filed the motion to dismiss was because they needed to be listed as respondents based on Washoe County v. Otto. The district court agreed. Prevost was decided after that, which loosens the requirements for the naming requirement under 233B. And because this is a jurisdictional issue, the court does not have jurisdiction generally over administrative agency decisions. That's why this was brought to the court. The court granted our motion. Mr. Sousa filed the motion for reconsideration. It was not based on Prevost. The district court on its own asked for briefing based on Prevost because it loosened those requirements. But even based on the standards set forth in Prevost, that standard was not met. And because that was not met, he's challenging a decision of the State Board, whether there's a motion to consolidate or not. They were heard together. They were noticed together. They were put on the agenda together. There is only one decision, and he is appealing that one decision. And to appeal the one decision, the law requires he list all parties as respondents, not just all prevailing parties, not just all the parties that were present at the hearing, but all parties. And it's very clear that Rhodes was a party. They would benefit from any outcome favorable to Sun City at the district court level, should that occur, just like any other party would have if they were named. They were not named. And 233B anticipates that respondents might be adverse to the state or another respondent because they can file cross petitions for judicial review. That's what 233B allows. It's not that they have to all be prevailing parties. They're all parties.
Could you clarify one other thing factually for me? Did Hughes withdraw for the decision of the State Board or after the decision of the State Board?
Hughes withdrew before the hearing. Okay. Mr. Bancroft called me and said he was no longer going to pursue the appeals.
Okay.
And I did not mention them. The district court knew that at the hearing, but they weren't the only party that wasn't named. I'm not arguing that they had to be named necessarily since they withdrew, but the other parties did. Rhodes was absolutely a party. They did not withdraw. They're listed. They don't meet the standard of Prevost. They don't meet the standard of Washoe County. Because it's a jurisdictional issue for this court, that's why the district court granted them our motion, and that's why we're here today. I understand there's not an actual decision on consolidation, but it was discussed. All the parties were noticed of that. Mr. Sousa was on the phone when this was discussed by the board members themselves. He did not object, and he filed a brief. In addition to the county filing a brief, listed all the parties in the caption himself. He understood this as a hearing for all those parties. This was in the record, this was discussed, and he made no objection. The State Board has authority pursuant to its regs to consolidate cases, to hear them together, and to issue a decision together. And because they did that, Mr. Sousa did not object. He's appealing that one decision. He has to name all the parties to that decision. That's what 233B requires. It's a jurisdictional, mandatory, strict compliance requirement. The court does not have jurisdiction.
You're saying he put in the caption at the hearing, he put the other parties in that. Where in the record are those documents?
The brief. So he mentioned that the county filed the brief before the State Board. Mr. Sousa also filed a brief before the State Board. I can get you the number.
And you have the other parties in the caption.
Yeah, he identified the same caption that is listed in the notice of hearing that was sent by the State Board and the caption that the county used in their brief. I believe that's mentioned in my... It is listed at the Joint Appendix, Volume 6, 1047 to 1136. The caption itself is Joint Appendix, Volume 6, 1143 to 1147.
Counsel, what did you view as the scope of the remand to the 2017? The 2017 remand, what did you consider the scope of that remand for the SPOE hearing?
According to the district court, Your Honor, the scope was to consider obsolescence of the common areas if there was no evidence of obsolescence that they could apply. This court affirming the district court, then that they would have to come to a different decision, it seemed like. The State Board had tried twice to give common areas nominal value. Twice it was appealed to this court. Twice they were told it wasn't substantial evidence, and their decisions were found to be arbitrary and capricious. So to me, that meant that either they needed to identify something other than the restrictions and an appraisal to show obsolescence applied to the improvements that would give them lesser value than what replacement cost minus depreciation is for the improvements based on state law. Mr. Sousa, in arguing to the State Board, did not identify any obsolescence. He relies on the restrictions. He relies on the appraisal. This court, having told Sun City that that is not enough evidence, meant that the State Board couldn't rely only on those things. And there was no contrary evidence. It wasn't as if he thought that there was some obsolescence you could apply to make the number any lower, even if it wasn't nominal, but lower than what the county had. And so that was, I basically read to them what the court had said in its decision, and while they wanted to give it nominal value, again, probably, there was no evidence to support it. And Mr. Sousa didn't identify any additional obsolescence that they could rely on.
Thank you.
And if you don't have any more questions, that's all I have.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. Mr. Sousa, I believe you have almost 2 minutes.
Thank you. Justice Dick, let me address that question real quick. So 9 years of litigation, the AG is relatively new to this litigation, having not represented the State Board before. When the State Board made its decision of $10,000 per parcel, it had in front of it the CC&Rs, which restricted the use. It had in front of it cases from all over the United States saying those restrictions reduced the value to a pretty fairly small sum. It had an appraisal from an appraiser with 40 years of experience. That's what it based its decision on. When the AG told the State Board, you have to find substantial evidence to overturn the County Board decision, she invented new law. That's not what the State Board's job is. When she further told them, the courts have already reviewed all the evidence in the record, they can't find any substantial evidence to fix the game against my client. That was it. What could the State Board do at that point other than rule against me? that was just fundamentally wrong. It was a misreading of what the court had sent the original case back down to was, you said 10,000, you're the experts, tell us where this came from. There's thousands of pages of exhibits in this case that talk about why the value should be substantially lower. Hours of testimony, sworn testimony. Everything is there. The board had found it in 2014. All you did was say, show us where it is. Help us out. And on remand, Harpers and Misurvey did. They actually did. I'm going to go back to your consolidation question. Consolidation for hearing, meaning that we're only going to have one hearing, not 40 of them, is efficient. That's what the board can do. The board did that. But after the hearing was over, it issues a ruling, and everybody who was in that hearing is affected by that ruling. I had six cases that were affected by that ruling. I appealed to the court those six cases, named the only party of record, which was the Clark County Assessor, as the respondent.
But sir, do you agree that Rhodes was a party to that decision as well?
I know that the Rhodes case, the board ruled against Rhodes and gave them the same brief, the same reinstated value. So I agree. And Rhodes should have and could have filed an appeal. Hughes could have and should have filed an appeal. They were an agreed party. But they didn't. Their cases are dead. My case is not dead. That's what the whole process of judicial review is. The administrative process does its thing. You get a chance for the court to review that. We've gone down this road twice before to go from the board to the court. This is the third time. We know how to do this. I named the county. They're the only people that should have been named. Thank you.
Okay.